They are very cognizant of Article 9 of the Constitution, which means the paramount duty of the legislature is to provide quality resources for quality public education. They just don't read it. We put that on all of our agendas to remind the public what the role of the legislature is.
Hillsborough County School Superintendent Mary Ellen Elia said the question of where to cut is a big concern. She said the district doesn't want the shrunken budget to impact classrooms and will do nearly anything to avoid layoffs like those in Pinellas County. That county's school district recently announced it wouldn't renew the contracts for first and second year teachers.
Because we are very concerned. As you're well aware, we're the largest employer in the state or in the county. We have over 27,000 employees. And if there's a mass layoff in any category, it affects all of us in this community.
One provision of the state budget axes pension plans for public employees and makes them, including teachers, pay 3% of their salaries into their own retirements. Elias said this may help close the gap in state funding for Hillsborough schools.
Because we will have a reduction in our costs for FRS, and so it's roughly the equivalent of what our employees will be paying. So that's how we're going to cover our $100 million.
Some school officials supported the softening of a state constitutional amendment limiting class sizes. An amendment on last year's ballot would have done this, but it didn't get the required 60% of the vote. Elia said the legislature found another way to do away with some class size limits, which only apply to courses considered part of the core curriculum. That is, reduce the number of courses that are considered core curriculum.
We've got some relief from class size amendment, and the lawmakers in one of the bills that was passed changed the definition of core classes. I know I spoke to this group a few months ago about the issues relating to class size amendment and the costs of that.
Despite all the budget mayhem schools face, Elia said there's a bright spot. Scores for the writing portion of the FCAT are in, and Hillsborough schools have done exceedingly well.
Our middle school students had the highest writing scores of all the state's large districts and the districts in the Tampa Bay area, and our high schools did very, very well as well.
She said 99% of students at Sulphur Springs Elementary scored 4 or higher. She attributes this and other successes to a countywide education and teacher evaluation reform plan funded by a $100 million Gates Foundation grant. That's something no other Florida county has. Hillsborough County School Board member April Griffin said so far the reforms have made for a more holistic educational environment.
We opened the school up on Saturday mornings for tutoring sessions with the kids, and the parents are coming in and volunteering at the school, and we're offering them through, again, partnerships, free breakfast, those types of things. So it is a really holistic approach to the entire community. And that approach is going to extend out to the feeder schools that those children at Sulphur Springs Elementary are going to.
Meanwhile, Hillsborough County government officials had less than encouraging news. County Administrator Mike Merrill said the county faces a $9 million shortfall. That's less than the $23 million shortfall initially expected, but put into context, that still makes for a pretty grim picture.
Put that into context, over the last few years, this brings us to over $300 million in property tax losses due to the things we all know, the economy and housing downturn. I guess the good news is we've brought the $23 million down to $9 million, so we're creeping up on it. I guess the bad news is that we've picked most of the low-hanging fruit, and the last $9 million is going to be the toughest.
Merrill said that means, once again, the county will soon be making some very uncomfortable decisions.
We are going to have, again, some significant layoffs, and that's because as we start to shrink the back office and support functions, you know, 85% of our budget, 90% is people. And when you're at that point and you're following $300 million of past revenue losses, that's really the only place to look.